This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 379 for Thursday, May 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market traded to both sides of unchanged Thursday morning, seeing some consolidation after yesterday's gains. Canola down $1.90 in the nearby July contract at $714 per ton, while new crop November up 40 cents at $690.30. Losses in Chicago soybeans did account for some spillover selling pressure, with recent weakness in crude oil also bearish for the agricultural markets in general. However, soy oil futures are holding above unchanged, providing some support. Seeding operations are progressing in the southern prairies, with weather conditions relatively favorable for planting in most areas. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower, while wheat is mixed. Soybeans down 11 cents in the July contract at $14.06 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of about 300,000 tons of old crop and 67,000 tons of new crop were in line with trade expectations. Large Brazilian exports do continue to cut into the demand for U.S. soybeans, though, on the global market. Good seeding progress across the Midwest was also bearish on values. Corn, pressured by poor export sales data as well, losing 6 cents in the July contract at $5.82 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn business included net cancellations of 315,000 tons of old crop business, with only 121,000 tons of new crop sales reported. U.S. corn planting is moving forward at a good pace, and that's also putting some pressure on values. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed, with Minneapolis down 3 cents in the July contract at an even $8 per bushel. Kansas City up a half cent in July at $7.85.5. Chicago wheat down 2 cents in the July contract at $6.37 per bushel. Wheat was seeing some consolidation after yesterday's rally. Uncertainty following the attack on the Kremlin earlier this week did keep some caution in the market amid concerns over what may happen with the Black Sea grain shipping corridor. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were in line with trade guesses, with about 500,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. Poor U.S. crop condition ratings for winter wheat and the slow start to spring wheat seeding did remain supportive influences in the background. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 4th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.